Joining us on the line right now is Bob Ferguson. Now, tell me what your title is at Oxfam.
I'm Oxfam America's Music Outreach Coordinator, which means I'm Oxfam's link to all of our music artists and people in the music industry who are kind enough to want to share the word of our campaigns and our missions.
And for those who don't know, explain who Oxfam is and what you do.
Oxfam America is an international relief and development organization that works to create lasting solutions to poverty, hunger, and injustice. We were founded in 1970. We're part of Oxfam International, which is a confederation of 13 Oxfams working in about 120 countries, including the U.S. And together with individuals and local groups in those countries, we save lives and we help people overcome poverty.
It's great. And you've been around for quite a long time.
Yeah. You know, Oxfam was started in England way before the Oxfam America affiliate came to be. It was originally called Oxford Famine Relief.
Oh.
And over the years of the mailman going up the hill to deliver the mail in these big mail bags and having the right Oxford Famine Relief mm-hmm. Organization or whatever it was that they wrote on these bags, eventually they just cut it down to Oxfam and the name stuck.
Okay, great. So you are the Music Artist Relations Coordinator, and as such, you work with different bands on donating to Oxfam some of the either the proceeds from record sales or whatever. In fact, not too long ago, I did an interview with one of my favorite artists, Neil Finn, who many people know from Crowded House, and his newest project, Seven Worlds Collide, all the proceeds from that are going to Oxfam. Other bands that you work with are Coldplay is probably the highest profile band, right, that does a lot of work with Oxfam.
Sure. Yeah, we work with bands like Coldplay and Wilco, Arcade Fire, REM are supporters of ours, DJ Shadow, Deepery Corporation, Tegan and Sarah. We've got a really wide range of very talented folks who are willing to speak out on our behalf.
Right. Now, Oxfam is also really involved in helping the people of Haiti right now in their true hour of need. So tell me what the music community is doing to rally around the people of Haiti.
Well, initially, the biggest component of the music outreach on behalf of our work in Haiti had to do with our bands getting the word out about the fact that we were actually on the ground and needed some money to help support our good work down there. So immediately after news broke about what was going on in Haiti, our artists have worked with us long enough and meaningful enough that they decided on their own to just get on the internet and share the word about our work with their fans. The morning after the tragic event, I checked my Twitter feed and was amazed to see messages from people like Coldplay and DJ Shadow. There's a whole list of people who just on their own sent out Twitter messages and Facebook messages asking people to go to our website and find out what they could do. People like Questlove from The Roots and Yoko Ono, Camera Obscura, just a whole wide range of really interesting people came together on their own to just sort of shout out to the world that Oxfam needs some help in helping the people of Haiti.
Definitely. Now, is Oxfam, do you have feet on the ground in Haiti right now? What is Oxfam doing to help out?
Well, we have over 200 people on the ground right now. And much of what we're doing right there has to do with getting clean water to people who need it. We know from experience that shocks like the earthquake down there disrupts water lines and transportation is completely broken down. So we're working urgently to meet the needs that Haitians across the region will face in the coming days.
You wrote a blog entry about how you got a call at 2:30 the day after the earthquake from a musician that you've worked with who said he was wide awake in London after staying up all night watching reports from Haiti on the BBC. He said, "Put me to work. I want to help you help these people." Can you tell us who that was?
You know, I'd rather not.
Okay.
Because it's the kind of person who does a lot of work for us like that and kind of likes to keep it on the down low. But that sort of illustrates the kind of people who want to work with us. It's all done in meaningful ways, and it's our work is not shouty work. It's sort of put your head down and get it done work.
That's right.
And that musician really embodied that spirit.
Well, that's great. And the fact that he is doing this and doesn't want the publicity, just wants to do it to help, I think is how a lot of people are feeling right now. We want to do whatever we can. So if someone wants to help out and make a donation via Oxfam, how do they go about that?
The best way to do that is to go to our website, www.oxfamamerica.org, And as soon as that website appears, you'll see instantly what we're doing and how you can help. It couldn't be a faster and easier way to help us do what we do.
And the money that people donate to Oxfam, how much of that actually will get to help the people in Haiti?
About 90% of that will go directly to our work on the ground. You know, Oxfam is very well known for its efficiency in using funds, and we're pleased to say that this situation is going to be no different. We typically see more than 90% of funds designated by donors for humanitarian emergencies directly support our relief efforts for those emergencies. So we really work hard to maintain those standards every year.
That's wonderful. And at OxfamAmerica.org, you also have a music outreach page, and people can volunteer to work, like when bands come to their town, could be Coldplay or Wilco or Arcade Fire, or a number of the other ones that you mentioned. They need people to man tables that the band's authorized to have out there to help give out information and maybe take donations. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's true. It's a really great way to do some meaningful work and actually get to see a show for free as well. We're out on the road right now with a couple bands. State Radio, in fact, is playing L.A. tonight, and they actually just called me to let me know that they're going to be making sure that their fans know about our work in Haiti, and they're the kind of band that will actually stop a show to make sure that their fans get exactly what we're doing. It's a perfect kind of relationship for us. We're going out soon with Editors. We'll be on the road with Not a Surf soon. Mm. We'll be doing some shows with Wilco. So there's going to be many opportunities for people to volunteer on our behalf and work alongside some of the world's greatest music artists.
Terrific. Well, I will have a post on my blog at radioornot.com, and I'll put something up on my page at airamerica.com also, so people can get directly to the Oxfam America website, oxfamamerica.org. And thank you for the great work you're doing, and hopefully some of our listeners will head over there and make a donation.
Thanks so much.